You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to Saturday's racing podcast from William Hill. My name is Jack and I'm delighted to be joined by Paddy Aspel. How are you?
Good form, Jack. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. How's your e-ball been so far?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. I've been quite busy. I haven't really paid all that much attention, but Nunthorpe, highly, highly competitive race. And also Ebor, unfortunately, now missing Ivan Grodney from the Willie Mullins yard, but that said, still highly looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's a real shame about Ivan Grodney, isn't it?
It is, especially with the manner in which he won the last day at Galway. It was one of the best performances I've seen on the flat at Galway in a long time, because the fact that you could have stopped the race from so far out, that this horse had the race in the bag and won so well. And William Mullins talked him up, and you know, he was quite confident here. And albeit he was drawn, I think it was 21 stall he had. Isn't a bad draw, stats-wise. That wasn't a bad draw at all. But unfortunately, he was lame and William Mullins just had to scratch him.
Yeah, not great, but still a decent race to look forward to, and we'll preview that one later on. But just a quick word on the going change that we're expecting for Saturday's racing as well. Plenty of rain overnight forecast, I believe.
Yeah, seems to be raining steadily, more so by the time the second race came round. There was a fair bit of rain about, and it will be interesting. You know, there's plenty of runners there. If it's raining, they're going to open that ground up to let the rain soak in even more, which could make a difference. But hopefully it's not going to go too extreme.
No, it's not going to ruin it as a spectacle. I know that York can get swamped at times, but we shouldn't see too much of that, I don't think.
No, hopefully not. Like I say, the only thing that would worry me is the volume of runners. You know, maybe, probably, if we were to get rain through the day and then not overnight, it would be better. Just give it a little bit of a chance to dry out and just be reasonable ground. We'll just have to wait and see. It's in the lap of the gods.
It certainly is, and we're praying for decent weather on Saturday. Let's start then with the 2:15 from York. It's the Strensall Stakes, a Group 3 race, and there are currently 10 runners in this one. How do you see this one panning out?
The one I fancied here, Jack, was the horse down at the bottom for Sir Michael Stout. Andrea Zaney raised this diploma, although it is coming back on trip. Gets a good weight allowance, 2 from 2 at York, and beat last time out the subsequent winner and the 1,000 guineas fourth in a listed race last time, and that was at this track. So the form in the book is very, very strong. Although, like I say, it is a very competitive race, a race that David O'Meara likes to win and is represented here with Custom Cut, having won it last year with his stable star, Mondialist. I'm going to stick with the horse at the bottom, Diploma. Sir Michael Stout, a good winner there yesterday, and Adrian Azzeni rode that one too, and that would be my selection for the 2:15, Diploma.
Diploma then, the selection in the 2:15 for Paddy. We're going to move on to the 2:50, which is the race immediately after. It's the Melrose Stakes. It's over 1 mile and 6 furlongs. This is Class 2 race, 13 runners in this one, so there's surely a good opportunity for each way value.
Yeah, definitely. The one I did end up on, I fancied a few here, but the one I stopped with in the end was the Aidan O'Brien train, Kel Storm. It was a beaten favourite last time, and we haven't seen him for 101 days, but it wouldn't worry me at all. And in first time cheap pieces, this horse is actually a full brother to Order of St. George. And I think off a mark of 92, he's quite well in here. Beat Sword Dancer last time. So the form is very, very strong. Like I say, with cheap pieces first time. This is a China Racing Club owned horse, which are a syndicate that are really, really investing very heavily in some high class horses. So far, they haven't reaped the reward that probably their expenses warranted, but certainly connections that are looking to turn up on the big days. And this chap here, Cal Storm, for me, was Shamey Heffernan, the ever reliable Shamey Heffernan, booked for his governor, Aidan O'Brien, is my fancy for the 250.
Kel Storm in the 250 for Paddy. Any others that we should maybe just keep an eye on in this race?
Yeah, very, very competitive race, to be honest. Fourth Bridge from the Michael Bell Yard. The other one I looked at was Shareo for Sir Michael Stout. It was very, very competitive stuff. And like I say, it's a rock-tight handicap. I mean, it's only a stone in the weights from bottom to top, so you know there's no real wide margins, but very, very competitive stuff.
As you would expect from racing on the Knaves Mile at this time of year, we move from terrific race to terrific race, and we have the Gimcrack Stakes next. It's a Group 2, it's over the 6 furlongs, and there's 11 runners here. Which way do you see this one going?
I was going to go with the Haggis horse here, Muptasim. Was very, very impressive last time at Haydock over 6 furlongs. And this Arcana colt looks very, very likeable. He's only had the 2 starts. He's won both. And this is also a race that William Haggis targets. And he actually specified straight after this horse was successful at Haydock last time that he was going to target this race. So he obviously holds him in high, high regard. He's got a lovely draw in draw 3. And although it's a highly, highly competitive race, I think this is a real improving unexposed colt. And I fancy him for the Group 2 there tomorrow, Gimcrack.
Okay, and same question again, Paddy. I'm just going to ask if there's anyone we should be keeping an eye on in this race, maybe a lively outsider.
Yeah, I think Blue Point, quite like him for the Charlie Appleby stable. And also the other one that I did like there, although he's 2 from 3, was a good performance the last day, was the Simon Crisford horse, Macaris, at a price.
Well, we'll look out for those then in the Gimcrack Stakes. We move on to the Ebor then. This is the big one at 4 o'clock, and it's over the 1 mile and 6 furlongs. It's a Class 2, and there's 21 runners at the moment. But of course, as we've already mentioned, no Ivan Groshny.
Yeah, disappointing, but there we go. That's the situation we're in. But my selection here was going to be sort of down the lower end of the weights. Although there's not a huge spread in the weights, bottom weight's 9 stone 1 with a 7-pound claimer on. Obviously top weight 9 stone 12. My selection was going to be the Rafe Becker trained She Is No Lady. Gets the 4-year-old allowance. Frankie Dettori booked. It's got a lovely handy weight to carry. Certainly won't mind the rain. That was the one thing that pushed me in her favour. The last time raced over this trip was off a mark of 90. Won very, very comfortably. And although it's a highly competitive race, I just think Rafe Beckett, very, very good trainer of fillies. He's gone through the trouble of booking Frankie Dettori. And although I did have 2 or 3 fancies in the race, Oceanographer being one or the other, and the horse a bit higher up the weights, also the Charlie Appleby horse, Antiquarium, who obviously won on the all-weather last time at the Northumberland Plate at Newcastle. My final selection was She Is No Lady for Rafe Beckett with Frankie Dettori in the saddle.
She Is No Lady then, the selection in the Ebor. And just before we finish on this particular race, so 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, I should point out we're recording this Friday afternoon when it's been raining for most of the day in the Yorkshire area. Given that there's more rain forecast, are we really looking at soft ground horses here, do you think? Is that one way to sort of get in?
I do, because, you know, we've obviously had a busy week at York, runners-wise. So, plenty of runners today, plenty of runners tomorrow. And, you know, ground that's been rained on with no runners compared to with a lot of runners, there's going to be a vast difference. So, you know, if, like I say, plenty of runners today and we get rain tonight, it's open ground and it really, really will affect it. And even come Ebor time tomorrow, there's going to be, you know, a lot of horses will have galloped over that bad ground again. So punters have got to be aware of this and take it on board, because over a mile 6, there's going to be plenty of early competition for the lead. It's going to be a proper test.
Absolutely. So stay savvy, keep your eyes on the weather before you place your bets for Saturday's racing. Paddy, thank you very much for your company on Saturday's podcast, and podcast will be back for Sunday. All of the podcasts are available on the William Hill website, williamhill.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening, and good luck with all of your bets.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.